Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Comedy Central.
It's a big day for Donald Trump. Huge. His campaign for president was interrupted today by the trial about the other time that he had tried to run for president. Look, let's just check in. In another installment of America's Most Tremendously Wanted.
The whole thing is a scam.
After a week of jury selection, today it was finally time for opening statements, and it turns out the prosecution and the defense do not see eye to eye.
The prosecution arguing that Trump's alleged scheme to keep an adult film actress quiet is election interference, pure and simple in those words.
Trump defense lawyer Todd Blanche told the jury that the former president, though, did not violate the law.
That's right. This is a classic case of the state of New York versus, nuh-uh. Oh, no, it didn't. I think it's pretty clear he did it. Anyway, this trial will obviously be a test of the fairness of the American legal system. But it's also a test of the media's ability to cover Donald Trump in a responsible way, a task they have acknowledged they've performed poorly in the past.
I think to the degree that the media had lessons to learn in 16, they seem to have been learned.
It's irresponsible for cable news networks to give Donald Trump hours and hours of free airtime.
Way too much speculation and liberal wishful thinking and attempts to connect dots that did not connect.
It's the media's responsibility to not get distracted.
I think we were much too busy chasing after shiny objects.
All of us have learned some very valuable lessons from the last couple of years in delineating what's significant, what's important.
So brave. Well done. And I think for this trial, we will see the seeds of that introspection bear fruit. Or we will learn that learning curves are for pussies.
Here we go. It's on. It's happening. History will be made.
Shaping up to be the trial of the century.
Maybe the trial of the century.
The trial of the century.
But just might be the trial of the century.
The tax man is here, Donald Trump.
He will finally be forced to face the music.
The legal walls closing in around Donald Trump.
The legal walls are starting to close in on Donald Trump.
Yes, this time, Mr. Bond. It truly is your doom. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to leave this room. Obviously, when I leave, I'm not going to press this button right here that opens all the doors and dismantles the killing machine I've established. Don't follow me, Mr. Bond. Perhaps if we limit the coverage to the issues at hand and try not to create an all-encompassing spectacle of the most banal of details, perhaps that would help.
You're looking at live pictures in New York City of Donald Trump's motorcade.
It's about a 20-minute drive between Trump Tower and the court building.
Trump leaving Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue.
They're now making their way across town along 57th Street. They just crossed Park Avenue, making their way up towards Lexington Avenue.
He's heading down the FDR
to the Manhattan Courthouse on Chambers Street.
Arriving at this intersection of American history with defiance.
Arriving at the intersection of American history with defiance, the brilliant juxtaposing of the gravitas of the moment with simple traffic terms was He arrived at the intersection of American history where he put a quarter in the parking meter of destiny. Leaving the car, looking to avoid stepping in the urine puddle of jurisprudence. Seriously, are we gonna follow this guy to court every f***ing day? Are you trying to make this OJ? It's not a chase. He's commuting. So, the media's first attempt, the very first attempt on the first day at self-control, failed. And I'm sorry to say that it... I'm sorry, hold on, we're getting breaking news.
You know, he wanted to get a jury seated, so we had a lady...
Bill, I'm sorry to interrupt. Just for one second, I apologize. We're just showing the first image of Donald Trump from inside the courtroom. It's a still photograph that we're showing there. Just I want to make sure our viewers know what they're looking at.
Yes, for our viewers who are just waking up from a 30-year coma. This is what Donald Trump has looked like every day for the past 30 years. Same outfit. So we have a photograph of Donald Trump in the courtroom. But do we really know what he looks like? The man is a mystery, a Yeti, if you will. Anything could be a deepfake. Do we have an eyewitness account, perhaps from a dismissed juror?
Would you describe to me what you saw with Donald Trump while you were sitting inside of that courtroom?
Not very much. He was a bit ahead of me and off to the left. I didn't have a complete view of him today.
Wait, did I have jury duty this week? What the f***?
Brother?
Motherfucker dresses like me, too. This is... Anyway, coming up, more of our three-part interview with a guy who nearly saw Donald Trump in the courtroom. So we have a photograph. This is freaking me out, that picture. We have a photograph, and we have eyewitness accounts. But do we have anything in a pastel?
A courtroom sketch that we're getting in right now, I'm looking at the courtroom sketch, and Mr. Trump looks like he is glowering. I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a glower or just a glance. And I don't know how it's art. It's not necessarily it's artistic journalism, but it's not a photograph.
Why are you showing it to us? It's a sketch. Why would anyone analyze a sketch like it was? It'd be like looking at the Last Supper and going, why do you think Jesus looks so sad here? What do you think? It's because of Judas? What if we interview one of the waiters at one of the tables from, like, a different section of the restaurant who maybe didn't actually see him, but, well, you know, we got time to kill. Well, I guess we'll never know. Unless we could talk to the person who drew the sketch, but... do we have the time? Nothing but.
Christine Cornell, she was in the courtroom today, the official sketch artist. I want to show one of your sketches today. We're going through some of them, but this one, it appears in this one that his eyes are closed. What was happening here?
My apologies, ma'am. I was sitting 50 feet away. I was having such a struggle to try and get those eyeballs in.
Your trinket shop in New Paltz. Tell me, woman. Look, I mean, what the f- are we doing? I notice here his head is perfectly round. Why is that?
Well, I like drawing circles.
At this point, you're probably saying to yourself, how many television hours have they devoted to what Donald Trump, a man who has not been off any of our screens for more than 30 seconds in the last 8 years, looks like? The answer is not nearly as many hours as describing his every movement.
Trump craned his neck to eye prospective jurors and flashed a tight-lipped smile.
Leaning to the left, a little bit quiet, his arms crossed as well.
Hunched over with his elbows on the desk.
Looked through papers and periodically whispered to his attorneys.
Fidgeted and leaned back, the scowl fixed to his face while he sat squinting.
He was actually biting his lip during today's proceedings.
His lips pursed in that characteristic Trump way.
His eyeballs, gone. The hulking former president stood up slowly. He walked towards me with a mixture of desire, scorn, and let's call it age-related confusion. It was then that I realized that this former president of the United States has a front butt. Look, at some point in this trial, something important and revelatory is going to happen. But none of us are going to notice because the hours spent on his speculative facial tics, if the media tries to make us feel like the most mundane bullshit is earth-shattering, we won't believe you when it's really interesting. It's your classic boy who cried wolf blitzer. Look, it's a trial. It's boring, mostly. I've been on jury duty, and I can... That's not me! That's a different guy! Why are you... It's not me. It may be me. Look, trials are a lot of procedural shit and side conferences and sidebars and what's exhibit 37-2A and you're not out of order, this whole court is out of order. Look, the one person who's had the most normal reaction to the trial so far is Donald Trump.
Donald Trump fell asleep on multiple days during his criminal trial.
As he should. I mean, he's been up since 2 a.m. rage tweeting. He needs his anger sleep. Look. We got a long ways to go here. It's the first day of the first of his 438 trials to come. Pace yourselves. And if you're bored, you can always start planning how you're gonna f up covering his next trial and the sober mea culpa you'll deliver during his next term as president. Because the kinds of things that you are talking about now are
my... Okay, we get it!
I know that voice. Jessica,
yeah.
How are you? Are you down at the courthouse? Are you there to give us a report?
Yeah, I am. And here's my report. John Stewart hates fun. This trial rocks. Why you gotta be all get off my lawn about it?
I don't necessarily sound like that, but...
Well, close.
As I was explaining, though, the media has systematically failed to contextualize...
Oh, John, please, you're killing me. My poor, sweet, naive, older-than-I-remember John.
What? Really?
We need this messy bullshit spectacle. Every other news story is a massive bummer. This Trump trial is like an open window in a Greyhound bus full of farts. Why are you trying to close the window, John? Why are you trying to make us smell farts?
I'm not trying to make you smell farts.
No, John, you are trying to make us smell farts.
You know I would never do
that. This trial is a gift. An extremely gross old man slash former president might go to prison for banging a porn star and trying to pay her off. And you don't want us to cover that shit all day long? John, the first witness is named David Pecker. Pecker, you know, pecker is slang for wiener, John. It's a pee-pee, a peeper. A dingle, a dongle, a flibbity bit, you know.
Can I, when you say pee-pee, but then the peeper.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be the owner of the PP?
Different context.
Okay.
One guy has the PP, the other the peeper.
I'm not trying to be
the
glamour police. I'm just saying.
Look, I don't want to get in the weeds about it, okay? I just want to make sure that I'm clear that I'm talking about the name David Pecker and that it has a double meaning, and the meaning is for wiener.
I've missed you terribly.
I've missed you terribly. Shit. And then here you come with your old-timey, highfalutin media critique, ruining our good time, just like you ruined the 2012 Daily Show Christmas party.
I didn't ruin that. What's not fun about mocktails and tofurkey? I didn't ruin it. Look, Jess, I hear what you're saying, but I thought my commentary on the sketch artist was quite trenchant.
Oh, you want to talk about courtroom sketches? Look at this! Win! I'm Miss Walter Cronkite. I have a pen and I scribble nonsense on my script before the show starts. Oh, no! The Mets lost again.
All right.
Did you? Oh, my God!
Jess, did you actually draw that of me?
Yeah, dude, because it's fun to do and people like fun, John. Damn. Anyway, I should get going. I think I see Pecker across the street.
David Pecker?
I'm not sure whose penis it is, actually.
Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar: Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney, the voice of Korra on The Legend of Korra.
And me, Dante Bosco, the voice of Zuko on The Last Airbender and General Iroh on The Legend of Korra. Each week, we'll recap and discuss another episode of The Last Airbender.
I don't know if we've ever talked about it, but...
Amazing guests stop by, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat all things Avatarverse.
Are we saying that this is possible in the Avatar universe?
Varney, we gotta spread the word. Now fans can also check out our weekly video pods, too, by subscribing to the official Avatar YouTube channel.
That's a lot of fire, isn't it?
That's right, we're on video this season, everybody! So, whether you're a super fan with encyclopedic knowledge or you're brand new to this incredible world,
it's Fire Nation time, Book of Fire. Let's go! Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements on Apple Podcasts
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Dallas Show. I'm Jordan Clapper and he is Ronnie Chang.
Hey, I can speak for myself. Can you help me say this next part?
I definitely can. We got so much to talk about tonight. Joe Biden gets into a fight with Papua New Guinea. TikTok might be banned forever, and we find out why people are yelling at your car.
But first, Donald Trump is being gagged and tortured. So let's watch it, you perverts, in our ongoing coverage of America's most tremendously wanted.
The whole thing is a scam.
Today was the second day of Trump's hush money trial, and the first witness was the editor of the National Enquirer. He testified that to help Trump win the 2016 election, he would buy scandalous stories about Trump and then bury them. And what a great job he did. I can't think of a single Trump scandal. Before they could even get into that, they had to hold a separate hearing to find out if Trump violated a gag order when he threatened jurors and witnesses. And that hearing did not go well for Trump.
It was a pretty wild and intense hearing on Donald Trump's gag order. It all turned into a very heated exchange between the judge and Trump lawyer Todd Blanche, who argued that Trump is being very careful. Well, a clearly frustrated Judge Mershon responded, "Mr. Blanche, you're losing all credibility with this court."
Minutes after the hearing ended, Trump attacked the judge on social media, calling him a kangaroo court.
Wow. This guy is incapable of keeping his mouth shut for 2 minutes. Has Trump ever considered paying himself hush money? I mean, think about it. But this is a complicated issue about balancing rights. Basically, the prosecution's argument is that a juror has the right to feel safe while serving on Donald Trump's jury, while Donald Trump's argument is that that juror lives at 34 West 52nd Street, and maybe someone should pay that juror a visit and straighten him out. This gag order is serious. Trump might have to pay up to $1,000 per violation.
Yeah, $1,000, that's not going to stop Trump from talking, okay? You got to deal with this like any other tantrum. You got to give Trump an iPad with Coco Melon on it and let him zone out. Okay.
Then he's going to expect Coco Melon whenever he's upset.
Okay, well, we'll deal with that later, all right? We just need him to stop now. It's so noisy, I can't even think in this house.
Okay. This is not what Dr. Becky would want. Anyway, for more on the results of the gag order hearing, let's go to Desi Leidick. Desi, now that the gag order hearing is over, they can get back to focusing on the actual trial, right?
Unfortunately, no, because during the gag order hearing, Donald Trump made a jerk-off motion, so they needed a gag order hearing to see if that violated the gag order before they could get back to the first gag order.
Oh, but then after that, it's all set.
No, because during that gag order hearing, the judge heard Trump saying, "I'm Judge Peepeehead." And when the judge asked, "Did you just call me Judge Peepeehead?" Trump said he was just rehearsing for a community theater production where he plays a judge named Peepeehead. So then they had to have a hearing about that.
But once that's done, the actual case.
Yes, but no, because during that hearing, Trump made another jerk-off motion, but then he said it wasn't a jerk-off motion, so they need a quick hearing to determine how he jerks off. Then a hearing about whether he made the jerk-off motion, then Judge Peepeehead, then the first jerk-off hearing, then the gag order.
And then the actual case.
What case?
The hush money case.
Oh. Nobody remembers that. Keep up with the news cycle, Jordan. You're at the desk, for God's sake.
Yes, thank you, Desi. We'll check back in with you later.
Now, clearly, Trump thinks he's being treated unfairly in this trial, and he's not the only one. Something to get order is just the start of the oppression Trump is facing.
Okay, Jesse, let me start with you. The prosecution says this is election fraud, and they say pure and simple. Is it?
I call it pure evil. So they've taken away his freedom of speech, and now they've taken away his freedom of movement. Mm-hmm. I mean, they had more allowances for Khalid Sheikh Mohammed.
Oh, okay. That sounds wild. But I think Jesse Waters is a reasonable man because I was kicked in the head by a horse last week, so... Let's hear him out. How is Trump being treated worse than the mastermind of 9/11?
The guy needs exercise. He's usually golfing. And so you're going to put a man who's almost 80 sitting in a room like this on his butt for all that time? It's not healthy. He needs sunlight, and he needs activity. He needs to be walking around. He needs action. It's really cruel and unusual punishment to make a man do that.
Are we talking about Donald Trump or an old English sheepdog? Yeah. You can't keep him cooped up all day. He needs time outside or he'll pee on the couch.
Look, we all know how Donald Trump loves exercise. Because of this trial, he's been morbidly obese for the last 40 years.
Yeah. I mean, though, would Trump even want fresh air and exercise? These actually sound like the punishments the judge would give Trump if he's convicted.
Yeah, I know. He's like, fresh air and exercise, just give me the death penalty. But listen, I'll give Jesse Waters the benefit of the doubt because I was also kicked in the head by the same horse. So let's let him continue.
This isn't lawfare, it's torture. They're making a 77-year-old man sit inside a dingy room for 8 hours straight, 4 days a week.
Wow. 8 hours a day, 4 days a week, it's literally torture. Or, as the rest of the world calls it, a job. A part-time job, to be fair.
I mean, this is the same guy who's asking to be president of the United States. I mean, that's got to be at least a 40-hour-a-week gig. I mean,
yeah.
Is he going to get overtime?
Also, I thought Trump was supposed to be the young, vigorous candidate in the race. Now when he needs sympathy, suddenly he's a poor, elderly man crippled by the weight of his own body, pulverizing his bones into dust against the chair. You know what? Get that horse back out here, because... I want to give Jesse one more chance.
They're telling the entire world, all the wackos, this is where the former president's going to be at this date, at this time, surrounded by high-rise buildings.
Yes, it's very dangerous for people to know Trump's exact location, which is why he lives in a nondescript building with his name on the front.
The Trump campaign also tells us where he's going to be and exactly when. They're called Trump rallies, and it's how I know where to go to get yelled at.
And you know the worst part about him being on trial is that they're just treating him like he's some kind of criminal defendant.
Today, the former president of the United States, if he leaves court to go to the restroom, jail. If he calls the prosecutor corrupt, jail. If Trump moves or says anything, they scream, jail.
If he mixes recycling, jail. Yeah. If he scratches his crotch, jail.
Yeah. He gets a high score on the SAT, Yale.
His favorite Batman, Christian Bale.
Yeah. His favorite vegetable, French fries. Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not kale.
No,
But he is going to jail.
He's gonna go to jail.
Meanwhile, with Donald Trump trapped in the courthouse, it was a perfect opportunity for Joe Biden to seize the initiative. And hey, man, you got the campaign all to yourself, Mr. President. Time to press your advantage.
The Prime Minister of Papua New Guinea has angrily denied a false claim by President Biden that his uncle was eaten by cannibals during World War II.
We flew those single-engine planes as reconnaissance over war zones. He got shot down in New Guinea, and they never found the body because there were a lot of cannibals for real in that part of New Guinea.
You're going to lose the election.
Yeah. Look. At some point, we all get to an age where we confuse our own life story with the plot of Indiana Jones. It happens.
No, it's true. Yeah. I mean, the man's 80, okay? We all have grandparents who tell crazy stories. Like, my grandfather told me that he once wrestled a mountain lion with his bare hands.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and my grandfather told me that he cheated on my grandmother through their entire marriage and had a second family. Get out of here, Grandpa, you goofball!
And can I just say, even if this story was true, Americans are in no position to criticize how anyone else eats, okay? These cannibals eat people. Yeah, well, you know what? We eat Subway sandwiches to lose weight.
Right? I mean, would a cannibal even eat people out of a wreckage? I mean, that's like their version of eating roadkill.
Yeah, I know. You want to eat like pasture-raised, grass-fed humans. And by the way, I know the prime minister was upset, understandably, but hey, if someone accused my country of being cannibals, I just run with it. Like, don't f with us or we'll put your dick on a Kaiser roll. Yeah.
That's fair. Anyway, Biden apologized to the Papua New Guinea prime minister by inviting him to a dinner with Pete Buttigieg, who will be served over rice with a balsamic reduction. So, yeah.
All right. Go. Before we go, let's check back in with Desi Leidig down at the courthouse. Desi. Okay, so, any updates on the gag order hearing?
Actually, yes. The Democrats are now asking for a new gag order.
What did Trump do this time?
No, they're asking the judge to issue a gag order on Joe Biden. It's really the only way to stop him telling Uncle Cannibal stories.
Wait, the Democrats are asking Biden to have a gag... But if Biden has a gag order, won't that affect his ability to campaign?
Yes. At this point, the DNC feels strongly that that's his best shot at winning. Otherwise, his strongest supporters will be cannibals, and that's a dwindling voting bloc for obvious reasons.
Yeah. All right, Desi Leidig, everybody.
Explore more shows from the Daily Show podcast universe by searching The Daily Show, wherever you get your podcasts. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central, and stream full episodes anytime on Paramount Plus.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.
Survivor's back, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. And we have a twist, a new co-host, the winner of Survivor 45, D. Vyadaris.
Hi!
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.